It only rarely happens, however, that in both belts, collisions of different objects take place, which then drift out of their traditional courses and, under certain circumstances, embark on courses into the inner solar system and possibly endanger planets or plunge into the Sunday 77. Even more rarely, the possibility exists that cosmic wanderers which come from other galaxies and which drift through space, such as the Destroyer, break into the area of the inner solar system. Billy, that's very reassuring for Earth humanity to know. But now, my friend, I've asked all questions for today. So we can now turn to the purely private matters. 225th Contact, Saturday. December 31, 1988, 4 p.m. Billy, it's nice, my friend, to see you once again in person, instead of always just being in telepathic contact with you. It's been a long time since the 7th of July, the last time when you showed up. Quetzal, 1. Yes, half a year has passed since then. 2. I had to use that time, however, to prepare myself for my coming tasks. Billy, and what tasks are those, if I may ask? Quetzal, 3. That is no secret. 4. For my part, I prepare myself for learning to take over representative tasks of Anish Wise. Billy, there, I am flabbergasted. You've never told me anything about that. But how is it that you can take over such tasks? Sam Jace once explained to me that this was only possible for Anish Wise candidates, so to speak, so for a half-ish-twice or a half-ish-trice, as Sam Jace is. Quetzal, 5. That is correct. Billy, man, then you intend to become an Ischweiss, you are, thus, an Ischweiss candidate. Quetzal, 6. That, too, is correct. 7. In a few years, I will actually be an Ischweiss. Billy, slowly. It's just about being an Ischweiss with you. But I am happy for you, my son, that you acquire this honor and dignity. Quetzal, 8. Your words are sincere and they honor and delight me. Billy, thanks, my friend. May I ask you something about the prophecy of Enoch, of which we've already spoken some time ago? Quetzal, 9. That should be no question, for of course, I will talk to you about that. Billy, good. Should this prophecy be published, perhaps, despite your view that this would still be too early, as you've mentioned? Quetzal, 10. My view corresponds to the opinion of the High Council. 11. Its advice is that the time for this will be given, at the earliest, at the turn of the millennium. 12. Until then, you should not disclose it publicly. 13. Officially, you should first disseminate it after the 1st of January, 2003. 14. This will then also be the time when you should make an appeal to the governments of the Earth, with a warning that World War III could occur if worldwide, politically peaceful ways are not immediately taken and followed. 15. You should then also point out that this great threat is especially posed by America, Israel, Iraq, and Palestine. And in particular, America will be the greatest evil, which wants to establish itself militarily and economically in all nations worldwide, and among other things, it gives its reasons for this that particularly in the Islamic world, great and powerful terrorist organizations arise, which cause death, terror, downfall, and destruction all over the world and which particularly target America, but many other countries will also be concerned. 16. But also Israel and Palestine as well as Iraq will be in this evil game, whereby the main guilt for all evils will have to be found with the warmongering and belligerent ringleaders George W. Bush, Yasser Arafat, Saddam Hussein, and Ariel Sharon, as I already explained at earlier times. 17. Nevertheless, if everything still doesn't turn to the better after the entrance of the new millennium, then World War III, according to the prophecies of Enoch, will probably be unavoidable in the year 2006, upon which two-thirds of Earth humanity will be deprived of their lives. 18. This will be so because tremendously deadly weapons will be used, which will be founded on a biological and chemical as well as an atomic and radiation-related basis. 19. Through this, a catastrophe will come over the Earth and its humanity, as its sequel has never been given before and will also never be given again. 20. However, Earth humanity's reason can still triumph, if it lets this prevail and if it relieves all irresponsible national powerful figures and their supporters and followers from their offices and replaces these with responsible human beings, who only use their leadership positions for the well-being of humanity and, with this, for true peace and for actual freedom. 21. The irresponsible and criminal elements of the national powerful figures and the self-glorifying graces as well as their followers, who cry out for war and terror, must be deposed by the people immediately, and indeed, especially in the coming time, when the irresponsible ones already mentioned by me earlier and all human life despising powerful figures in America, Israel, Palestine, and Iraq indulge in their deadly and destructive madness. 22. Of course, many other national powerful figures could also be named, who irresponsibly abuse their power, but the real ringleaders of all disasters are the powerful ones and their followers in the nations of America, Israel, Palestine, and Iraq. Billy, I see bad prospects for the future, but I will do my work at the appropriate time and will begin with it in January of 2003. Some sensible people will surely let themselves be taught, but the majority of the dull people and irresponsible leaders of the world probably won't be a part of it. Thus, I think that all warnings and explanations will be useless, for who listens to a single person? Thus, I will be as I was before, a lonesome caller in the wilderness, whose advice will only be consciously perceived and followed by some. Nevertheless, it is necessary that one raises the word and yells out everything into the world that has to be yelled out. Of course, the super clever ones will, as usual, idiotically exclaim that such statements and remarks as well as explanations were only made and given when an evil was already threatening, otherwise, nothing would have been spoken of such. This is an idiotic remark that has neither hand nor foot, for in truth, such has been spoken of here again and again, and indeed, already since ages ago. Quetzal, 23. That is correct. 24. Such stupid remarks will, however, also appear in your group, for even there, it will be inevitable that through ignorance and unreasonableness, voices will be heard, claiming that predictions and prophecies were always given whenever a breakup of the community or a drop in group members was threatening. Billy. Do you really mean that? Quetzal, 25. This is already certain, as a look into the future has made clear to me. 26. Such statements, however, are not of great concern, rather, they only testify of the immaturity of the people concerned, in terms of their capacities for proper assessments of the situation. 27. This is, indeed, extremely unfortunate, but sooner or later, benefit will also arise from this for the fallible ones, when they must recognize the reality of the whole thing through bitter experiences and find out that they did great injustice with their thoughtless and false statements, and to be sure, both to you as well as to us. Billy, it's really unfortunate that also in this matter, prudence can only be acquired through harm. Quetzal, 28. That isn't to be changed, unfortunately, because the conscious awakening, in terms of the recognition of the truth, leads to the committing, recognizing, learning, experiencing, and resolving of errors among human beings. 29. That is the only way that can be taken. Billy, however, that isn't only the case with the Earth person but with all human life forms in the universe. Quetzal, 30. That is correct. Billy, exactly. It would also be unjust if only human beings of the Earth had to go down this path of committing errors. Then I would now like to ask yet another question. Of course, also in connection with America, you once said that during the time of slavery in America, the Americans operated real slave breeding farms because it was much cheaper than the kidnappings in Africa and then the transports of the enslaved black people in ships to America, whereby during these transports, many slaves on the transport ships often died of thirst, starved, or died of disease or were maltreated and beaten to death by the slave hunters and slave drivers. The slaves that were crammed together on the slave breeding farms were impregnated, according to your words, by rape through breeding rams, select white Americans, and so-called property slaves, in order to ensure slave breeding or slave descendants. In addition, now the question, how long, actually, can America still conceal these facts? Quetzal, 31. Up to the turn of the millennium, it will not officially be the case, as we know. Billy, but then later, and then also in public, right? Quetzal, 32. That will certainly be so. 33. But the time for that isn't known to me. Billy, my next question has reference to microorganisms as well as to beetles and insects of all kinds on Earth. You once said that out of all existing creatures on Earth, if I may say so, still about 10 to 12 million of these are waiting to be discovered. Since you have, indeed, specified these creatures and, thus, haven't just divided them into animals in general but rather into mammals that are exclusively regarded as animals, as well as into reptiles, fish, apes, and birds etc., which are not designated as animals, so I think that also beetles are not regarded by you as insects but just specifically as beetles, whereas insects of all kinds have a specific value just as insects. Am I right about this? Quetzal, 34. Your acceptance is correct. 35. In principle, it is wrong to designate all non-human life forms as animals, for always in accordance with its kind, it concerns a specific life form. 36. In the case of the animal, it concerns a mammal, so a nursing being, as it was known here since ancient times, whereby the earth person has falsified this term over the course of time into a breathing being and found a general use for it for all non-human life forms. 37. But actually, the various non-human life forms aren't simply to be designated overall as animals, for they should be specified as mammals, and these, thus, as animals, then others as dinosaurs, always in accordance with their specific kinds as birds, fish, reptiles and beetles, as cicadas, butterflies, worms, grasshoppers, mussels, corals, dragonflies, etc. or as actual insects, which have particular kinds. Billy, but especially the ones mentioned last, such as beetles, cicadas, and butterflies, etc., are designated as insects by our zoologists. This is probably so because these life forms either exhibit relationships with others or are incorporated into a special metamorphosis. Quetzal, 38. That is, in principle, wrong, because relational aspects or metamorphic processes alone cannot and may not be used to determine a genus or species. Billy, your explanation in the zoologist's ears. But the whole thing isn't actually what I wanted to ask about, for I'm interested in how many of these small life forms, such as beetles and insects, etc., are still undiscovered on our Earth? Quetzal, 39. Larger to large life forms are still estimated at 12 million, which can still be discovered by the Earth people. 40. So far, not all are known even to us. 41. Regarding the aforementioned small living things, the undiscovered number is even larger, namely around 34 million. 42. Also in this respect, not all are known to us. Billy, and what about the microorganisms? These are certainly everywhere in the rock, in the seas, in the perpetual ice of the mountains, the North Pole and the South Pole, and certainly also in the volcanoes, in the Earth's interior, in magma, in the jungles of a tropical and non-tropical nature, as well as in the red-hot desert areas, in the steppes, in the tundra, and also everywhere else. Even under the perpetual ice of the poles in the mountains, there are probably many more undiscovered microorganisms, or am I mistaken there? Quetzal, 43. No, you are not mistaken, for your acceptance is right. 44. Millions of microorganisms are undiscovered on Earth, and as you correctly said, even under the mighty ice fields of the poles, such as in Antarctica, where there are, among other things, under ice lakes that contain their own ecological systems. Billy, by under ice lakes, you probably mean lakes that are located under enormous layers of ice, in which there exists a system of life forms and, thus, even an ecosystem, particularly a system of microorganisms. Quetzal, 45. That is correct. Billy, but why, then, are there such lakes under the ice? I mean, why doesn't the water freeze down to the bottom of the lakes? Does the Earth's heat play a role, or especially much salt in the water and a lack of atmospheric influences and solar influences limited to a minimum and cosmic influences? Quetzal, 46. Your acceptance is remarkable, indeed, really amazing, because the whole thing corresponds to actuality. Billy, it's gratifying that my thoughts and ideas still work properly after the massive headaches that attacked me a few minutes ago. But how old, then, are these under ice lakes? Quetzal, 47. They arose about 3,000 years ago. 48. And before you ask, 49. The salinity of the under ice water is many times higher than normal sea water. Billy, exactly, I just wanted to ask about that. So at least microorganisms can also live in very high salinity, except in extremely great cold and heat. Quetzal, 50. Certain microorganisms also live directly in the salt as well as in acids and in other substances, concerning which the Earth person supposes that no life exists therein. Billy, I also wanted to ask about that. Good, then something else. I was asked the question, why in the final battle at Berlin, only a few German soldiers had fallen, which is provable. Moreover, a 15-year-old girl named Anne Frank, who had been murdered in a concentration camp, should have written diaries that are supposed to have been preserved to this day. In addition, however, it is generally said that the whole thing is a fabricated story and that the manuscript of the diaries is a forgery. Do you know anything about this? Quetzal, 51. The history of the Second World War, even of the first one, on Earth belongs to one of my fields of knowledge, therefore, I am very well informed over all the facts. 52. So first to Anne Frank, 53. This girl really existed and was murdered in a concentration camp. 54. Also, the records of the diaries attributed to her come from her own hand and, in all their remarks, correspond in every relation to the truth. 55. It is also correct that in Berlin, during the final battle, relatively very few German soldiers lost their lives, for the majority of the combatants were not Germans but rather Nazis and those enslaved to Adolf Hitler and fanatical SS members, who were mainly recruited from men who were citizens of Denmark, Holland, and Norway but who entered into German military service. Billy, if I remember to his explanations correctly, then World War II demanded more than 50 million human lives. Quetzal, 56. World War II demanded 53,874,328 victims, whereby several millions of murdered human beings were on account of the war criminal machinations of the Americans, mostly innocent civilians, like children, women, and elderly people. Billy, the belligerent Americans, however, also murdered in various other countries around the world, where they intervened autocratically and as a world police and, through this, sowed much poverty, suffering, and misery, as well as destruction. And in my judgment, they will continue to do so in complete irresponsibility and for the purpose of taking the world and all its resources for themselves. And indeed, no matter how many people have to be murdered and no matter what great destructions must be caused. But in addition, I would like to say, even when I speak of America and of the Americans, I only speak of the criminal and absolutely irresponsible leaders, their advisors and governmental ones as well as national followers and of the command implementing institutions and forces, which bring death, ruin, destruction, suffering, pain, and misery over the world and the people. Thus, my speech is not of the beautiful country of America and especially not of those Americans who do not conform with those who break wars from the fence and who order them or who bring death, downfall, and destruction as their misguided, willingly irresponsible, national and murderous or even fanatical tools. Quetzal, 57. You will surely keep to the fact that America can and will continue in the same way because the peoples and responsible persons of all countries of the world do not want to recognize or simply do not recognize the truth about America's desire for world domination. 58. This is often due to anxiety and cowardice, through which they want to see in America a strong partner at their side, which should help them in emergencies. 59. Thus, country for country and people for people gradually sell themselves to America, which can irresistibly realize its plans for world domination through this in an easier manner. Billy, I will use your words when I fulfill the task intended for me. But now, I would like to talk about something else. Already several times, we've had discussions about the cloning of animals and humans. For me, it is completely clear as to what a clone basically is. Just an internal and external organic reproduction of a person, of whom a cell is used for the cloning. It is also clear to me that the consciousness of the male cell donor or female cell donor will not enter into a clone but that the clone is animated by another spirit form and, thus, also by another overall consciousness block and, accordingly, also by another consciousness or by another personality. Also, it is a matter of impossibility that by a male cell donor or female cell donor, his or her consciousness can be transferred into a clone. And since that time now comes soon, as you've already explained several times during earlier conversations, when researches become acute and open to cloning worldwide, then a few more explanatory words from your side will certainly be advantageous. At the same time, if you could even address, for example, the greatest danger of cloning, I mean in terms of what can impair the lives of clones, then this would, perhaps, be of use. Quetzal, 60. In repetition of your remarks, I can confirm that a clone is only an internal and external organic reproduction of a body, that is of an animal, etc. or a person. 61. Nevertheless, it doesn't concern the same animal instinct nature, as well as not the same human personality and, thus, not the same physical body, from which a cell is taken and, with it, a clone is created. 62. In every case, it concerns a completely different body that is entirely just a reproduction of the body, from which the cell is taken. 63. Also, the spirit form animating the clone, which is connected with its own overall consciousness block and with its own personality, can never be the same as that of the person donating the cell. 64. In truth, a spirit form that is independent from the person donating the cell, with its associated overall consciousness block and personality created by it, moves into the clone and animates this. 65. And since the spirit form is of a creative nature, it cannot be manipulated by human beings, consequently, it also cannot be transferred from a person donating a cell to a clone. 66. This is also not possible for the overall consciousness block, as well as not for the personality created by this, which is integrated into it. 67. Moreover, the spirit form and the overall consciousness block with its created personality are an inseparable unit, from which it likewise follows that a transferring of this to a clone cannot be carried out by a person donating a cell or by any other person. 68. This is precisely because the spirit form can in no way be manipulated by human beings. 69. Concerning the greatest danger in cloning, it is to be explained that this can be found in the deformation and mutation of the growth genes, particularly the growth factor 2 gene, as we name it and also make it known to the earthly scientists via impulses. 70. In the case of improper cloning, this gene can lead to the formation of lethal tumors. 71. This will also be the case for a fairly long time with the cloning research of the earthly scientists, before they get the secrets of cloning further on track, by what means this danger that is fatal for clones can be avoided, but this requires a lot of time and researches as well as experiments, which will go into the tens of thousands. 72. The factor of the genes falling prey to deformities and mutations is founded in the lack of methyl groups in the DNA. 73. The lack of methyl molecules in the growth genes produces a too rapid and too large growth of the internal and external organs of a clone's body, which, sooner or later, inevitably leads to serious illnesses, deformities, and to the death of the body. 74. Of the internal organs, primarily the kidneys and the liver are affected, but also everything else of the body in a lesser or stronger form. 75. Especially in the 11th chromosome, deformities and mutations occur upon cloning, which lead to lethal growth enlargements of various organs. However, all the other approximately 30,000 genes are susceptible upon cloning, whereby also lethal cell, vascular, and organ enlargements appear in special forms of elephantiasis. 76. In this consequence, the entire immune system is also simultaneously overloaded and weakened, by what means severe malfunctions of the organs arise. 77. The whole thing arises from the fact that upon an improper cloning, the methyl molecules of various genes are damaged, by what means ultimately, at any time, a failure of the organs can also occur. 78. Thus, if the methyl molecules which activate the genes are defective or if they are completely missing, then a successful cloning of life forms of every kind is absolutely impossible in the way that healthy and long-lasting, viable clones can be created. 79. The cloning of life forms, so also of humans, cannot be prevented, for it is in the nature of human progress that even cloning makes a great contribution to evolution. 80. Even if in the coming time, worldwide steps are first taken to ban all cloning, the inevitable step will still be taken in the course of time, even if this will first happen only in secret in some places. 81. Technological and medical development and human progress are not to be stopped, and also not the evolution of the consciousness and the spirit. 82. But it will still take a long time before it is correctly decided upon and handled through reason, with regard to the cloning of human life forms. 83. Many scientists will very well work on this and achieve some small successes, but they won't succeed very quickly in creating healthy and viable clones because the aforementioned danger cannot first be recognized and cannot be removed. 84. Thus, it will still take a fairly long time before everything can be handled properly and then also be brought to useful application. 85. When the time comes, which will be in a few years, animals will be cloned first, but no life will be granted for too long because they will already perish after a short time or only after a few years. 86. Also, only a few clones will actually be produced because hundreds and thousands of tests and experiments will be necessary to create just a single clone. 87. Unfortunately, it is inevitable that when cloning research becomes acute, irresponsible elements will appear, such as doctors, scientists, and unscrupulous, criminal and mendacious as well as deceitfully inclined sectarians, who will try to create clones for despicable, selfish, self-aspiring and profit-greedy as well as self-glorifying reasons through the pretense of false facts and a false reality, as we know from a look into the future. 88. Through lies and fraudulence, these irresponsible elements will mislead many people in this and lead them to believe unreal things, so this will be, of course, for very large and horrendous financial contributions, in order to let themselves or deceased relatives be cloned, whereby eternal life will mendaciously and fraudulently be promised for the cloning of one's own person. 89. This, in addition to the fact that criminal elements want to and will make capital out of cloning, by misleading women and men who are unable to reproduce to create genetically reproduced offspring, and indeed, even though Earth humanity overflows in its mass more and more. 90. This is a fact, by which more and more problems constantly and irresistibly arise in every respect, and indeed, also in the sense that men increasingly become impotent and women increasingly become incapable of conceiving. 91. However, the problem of overpopulation is not solved through this because more and more descendants still appear worldwide, by what means, eventually, everything will get completely out of control.